This cold with no blankets, no warm clothes, nothing. But you can change that. Join the Winter Warmer campaign by Radio Christian Voice and help spread the warmth. It's simple. Donate gently used or new warm clothing, including blankets, socks, hats, gloves, scarves, jumpers, anything to keep someone warm this winter. Drop your donations at the Radio Christian Voice office along Alakankata Road in Mass Media and let's make a real difference. Can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend, share on social media, let's reach more people. Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Zamra warns the public against impersonation of its officers. Mining expert against formalization of mining operations. And Al-Qaeda linked group says it carried out a huge attack on Malizami. Good afternoon. With the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamuno. The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has urged individuals impersonating its officers, describing the act as criminal and punishable by law. In an interview with RCV News and Lusaka Today, ZAMRA Public Relations Officer Lester Mutukwa said the authority has noted with concern an increase in cases where individuals are masquerading as ZAMRA officers to carry out illegal activities, including extorting money from unsuspecting members of the public and pharmaceutical businesses. Impersonating a ZAMRA officer is a crime. Anyone found engaging in this behavior will be prosecuted in accordance with the law, warned Ms. Mutukwa. Ms. Mutukwa further urged members of the public to remain vigilant and ensure that they are dealing with genuine ZAMRA officers, particularly during inspections or enforcement activities, stating that ZAMRA officers carry official identification and documentation that can be verified on request. She has also appealed to pharmaceutical stakeholders and the public to report any suspicious individuals or activities to the authority.
And if you fake your identity and deceive people that you are a ZAMRA staff when you're not, you are abrogating a Section 55D of the Medicines and Allied Substances Act No. 3 of 2013. And what we mean is that if we notice and we find that you've been doing this and you are caught, the law will actually take its course. So I want to actually warn all those that have been practicing impersonation, faking identity, trying to reap where you have not sowed. You want to do business using the name Zamra. Actually, you are stealing using...
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has revised dates for the Mfue constituency by-election in the Fushimanda district, Muchinga province, from 10th June 2025 to 7th August 2025, with nomination day set for 9th July 2025. This is the Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro stated that the changes come in response to feedback from stakeholders and reflect the Commission's commitment to conducting inclusive electoral processes. In a statement released to RCV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Kasaro clarified that the revised dates apply exclusively to Mfue constituency and urged all stakeholders to take note of the new schedule. Meanwhile, by-elections in three other wards, Ngweshi Ward in Kalolosha District, Copper Belt Province, Kimasala Ward in Solwezi District, Northwestern Province, and Mangunza Ward in Choma District, Southern Province, will proceed as initially planned, said Mr. Kasaro. He said nominations for these wards will take place on 10th June 2025, followed by polling on 10th July 2025. Mr. Kasaro reiterated the Commission's commitment to ensuring credible, transparent and inclusive electoral processes. Mining expert Edward Semukonda has opposed the formalization of mining activities, arguing that it restricts individuals who are capable of engaging in mining. His remarks follows government's concern over ongoing illegal and unsafe mining activities at the Kanyelele site in Mpika, particularly among the youth, despite government initiatives aimed at encouraging young people to formalize their mining operations. While Mr. Semukonda acknowledged the tragic loss of lives due to illegal mining, he called on the government to prioritize youth employment as a strategy to address the issue. People get licenses to limit those that have the capacity to start mining, said Mr. Semukonda in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today. He further argued that the rise in illegal mining, especially among young people, is largely driven by the lack of job opportunities, a problem he believes will persist unless youth unemployment is effectively addressed.
Jack, you know, to jump onto the bandwagon and start mining, you need a lot of capital. You need they are given those licenses. In fact, I'm personally against it, because most people that get licenses just get those licenses to inconvenience those people that have got the capacity to actually start mining, you know, by covering the space.
The Patriotic Front, PF, has expressed concern over reports suggesting that the Office of the Auditor General intends to withhold the audit report on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, from the public. The development follows revelations of stolen donated medical supplies within Zambia's health sector, an incident that prompted the U.S. government to suspend 1.5 billion kwacha in aid. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, PF Media Director Edwin Lefekalo described the move as alarming, stating that it undermines the principles of transparency, accountability and good governance that the United Party for National Development government claims to uphold. The ZAMSA audit report is of significant public interest. The Zambian people deserve to know its contents, especially given their long-standing concerns about the worsening state of accountability under the UPN government, said Mr. Lefekelo. Mr. Lefekelo argued that the continued pattern of evasion and secrecy signals a government more focused on managing its public image than tackling corruption directly. In African news, an Al-Qaeda-linked group says it carried out a major attack on the Malian town of Baulikesi and the seizure of an army base there. More than 30 soldiers were killed in Sunday's attack, according to sources quoted by the news agency Reuters. However, that figure has not been confirmed by the authorities. On Monday, the same group said it targeted the military in the historic city